Welcome back to FAQ number 3. And the frequently asked question sounds a little like this. I can never seem to get a consistent flow of referrals from professional introducers. What exactly am I doing wrong? Well, gaining professional introducer referrals is a great way to grow a high quality client base and a high profit business. We know that. But most advisors simply do not seem to be successful at this method of growing their business. Why is that? Well, the biggest clue comes when I ask each advisor to describe to me the first meeting they have with a professional introducer. What I hear from them is a summary of a classic financial advisor sales pitch. Frankly, I wonder why the professional introducer didn't fall asleep in the middle of it. You cannot set up a network of professional introducers and hope to get in the short term a flow of consistent referrals. That short-term thinking then shows a profound misunderstanding of the development of a professional relationship. If you're going to develop a relationship of this nature where referrals flow to you constantly, a number of things need to happen. You need to be able to engage their attention regularly. You also need to make sure that you demonstrate and communicate the value of your service to that professional introducer. Next, you need to allow the professional introducer to feel part of a network, a bigger network of highly skilled professionals. And finally, you need to find a way of, and this is quite intriguing, of letting them feel obligated to do business with you. Oh, and you do need a lot of patience. Of course, the question is, how do you do all of that? Well, I'm going to ask 5 carefully selected questions of my own to let you see some of the answers emerge. You ready for this? Question number 1, do you have a clear, concise, simple, written demonstration and explanation of your service and the attached fees? And is that explanation able to be written on one single sheet of paper? It's not critical, but it's very, very helpful. Question number 2, do you have some way of demonstrating in graphical form the process of the relationship of a new client with you, the advisor, taking them from the very first meeting, the very first telephone engagement, if you will, right through to the 12-month point of the relationship where you're probably conducting some sort of annual review? Question number 3 is, how do you record and then communicate to your professional introducers the feedback that your existing clients are giving to you? And that suggests another question. Do you have prepared, structured, written case studies of your existing clients' feedback concerning the work that you do for them? Question number 4 is very much like question number 3. Do you have some sort of structured process which feeds back to the professional introducer how the newly referred client is benefiting from their relationship with you, their advisor? Question number 5, have you developed a reciprocal referral relationship or process? By that I mean, have you decided to try to give referrals first to the professional introducer rather than having communication which simply says gimme, 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 which is what most advisors tend to do? What I can assure you of is this. Simply considering those questions that I've expressed to you can help you develop the kind of professional relationships where you set the lead and the standard that clients can come to expect from the professional advisors around them. I look forward to seeing you on FAQ video number 4.